Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for it's our purpose to speak only those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have any comment of something that we say on the program, whether it's favorable or unfavorable, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, certainly feel free to submit this, and you can do so by the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. And are you interested in studying the Bible, but you want to do so at your own time, in the privacy of your own home? Or is there a Bible subject that you would like to know more about? Or would you like to listen to some of these radio broadcasts that might contain a subject that you're interested in? Well, there's a website that you can log on that will enable you to do all of this. In fact, you can receive by email a bulletin every 2 weeks that contains Bible subjects and Bible articles. You can submit your email address on this website and receive this bulletin every 2 weeks. All of this is available at www.eastabbotville.org. We urge you to check it out and see the things that are there in hopes that it will be of help to you in your study of God's Word. When I was growing up, there was a popular song that went something like, "I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine, there's got to be a little rain sometime." You know, we often use expressions like that to indicate that our lives are usually a series of ups and downs, joy and sadness. And we all recognize that life does have its dark days. There are many things that can bring on those dark days. Physical illness, financial difficulties, family problems, problems on the job, the death of a loved one, and on and on. However, for Christians, the knowledge that the Lord is our shepherd and has provided for all of our needs, both physical and spiritual, so that we really have nothing to worry about in this life, should serve to comfort us and help us get through the bad times. Like Psalms 23, that I'm sure we all are familiar with, gives us the shepherd's antidote to dark days. When dark days come, the psalm says, "He restores my soul." You know, we usually think of the word restore in connection with a Christian that sins. Like in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1, it says, "Brethren, if any of you be overtaken in a fault, you that are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." But it may be, too, that the hard times will cause one to examine his relationship with God and find out that, indeed, he does need to confess his sin. And in that case, 1 John 1 and verse 9 says, "If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So if this is the case, he needs God to restore his soul. Also, the word restore may have a more general meaning here. He restoreth my soul. Difficult circumstances can serve to discourage us and to make us feel beaten down. And when this happens, we need to be restored so that our inward man is being renewed day by day. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. See, God can accomplish this renewing by the exhortation from other Christians, like what we see in Hebrews chapter 3, there in verse 13. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Also, we read in Hebrews chapter 4 that we can be renewed by his word, because his word, as verse 12 says, is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. We can be exhorted from the use of prayer. Again, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, this time verse 16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And worship needs to also be considered and understood as a means of exhortation to renew us. Again, in Hebrews, the letter, chapter, this time chapter 13, notice what we see in verse 15. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. When we make these things a regular part of our lives, when we make exhortation, receive exhortation from other Christians, when we use the powerful word, when we use the avenue and the privilege of prayer and what worship God has given us to use and to not only serve and worship him, but also that we can admonish one another. When we use these things as a regular part of our lives, God can use them to help restore our souls in times of trouble. And two, when dark days come, that 23rd Psalm says, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You know, some people use low periods in their lives as excuses to engage in sinful things. And yet, even when life is difficult, God wants to lead us in the paths of righteousness, which means doing that which is right in the sight of the Lord. In Matthew chapter 5, here are the words that we read Jesus saying in verse 20. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. How can we know the difference between righteousness and unrighteousness? Well, the answer is by the gospel. In Romans 1, verses 16 and 17, we often quote verse 16 where it says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. But verse 17 says, for therein, that is, therein the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, that is, it is written, the just shall live by faith. When we obey God's revelation in the gospel, we are righteous. When we stray away from it, we become unrighteous. So, in this sense, righteousness is something that we do. In 1 John 3 and verse 7, John said, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. See, if we determine to do God's will, even when things are rough, then he will lead us in the paths of righteousness. And also that 23rd Psalm says that when the dark days come, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Traveling life's valleys filled with sorrow, filled with danger, we may feel that God has abandoned us. After his victory on Mount Carmel, you remember Elijah apparently felt this very same way. It's in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, that we see that after this contest on Mount Carmel, word got to Jezebel of what had happened. And she sent a messenger to Elijah and said, "So let the gods do to me and more also if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." And so we see in verse 3 that Elijah ran for his life. We find that even in verse 4, he says, "Now, Lord, take my life, for I'm no better than any of my fathers." And so, in all of this, the Lord sent back word to Elijah that, no, he was not the only one, the only prophet that was left in Israel. For God said, "I have thousands of prophets." We read in verse 18, "Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." So just as God promised to be with Elijah and those who did not bow to Baal, he's promised to be with us when we do his will. In Matthew 28 and verse 20, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." With this presence in our lives, there's nothing for us to fear. In Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6, it says, "For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear." Dark days will come, but we can endure them by remembering that no matter what happens, God has promised to be with us if we do his will. When dark days come, the psalm says also, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." The rod and the staff were tools that the shepherd used to help his sheep. It's a great comfort to know that we have a shepherd who will protect us. In Matthew 18, beginning with verse 11, "For the Son of Man is come to save that which is lost." What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep, and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is astray? And if he should find it, assuredly I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that do not go astray. Even so it is not the will of the Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Our Heavenly Father has promised that he will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that we may be able to bear. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13 tells us that, and what a comfort. And also in other ways, God provides consolation. In 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3 and 4, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulations." God will not always take the dark days away, but he will always provide the means by which we can be comforted and endure whatever tribulation comes our way. But we must obey him. We see your time is gone. Thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Until then, that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.